Mrs. Daisy Stammers.
Have you lived in the village all your life?
I was born here. I was born in the cottages. Yeah, yeah. That's where my mother and father lived. And I was born there, and also my two sisters.
Which ones do you mean?
The ones that are next to Alan.
So you've hardly moved more than 200 yards?
No.
Did you go to school in Weniston then?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about your school days? Did you enjoy school?
No, not really. Because there's a lot of alterations being done up there now. We had the infant room and the one we called Miss Piper's class, and then the headmaster, he had the big room, but that's all been changed, hasn't it?
It's all different now.
Yes.
Were you at school from infant right through to older children then? Did you have to go to Halesworth when you got older?
No, there was nothing like that then, and we left school at 14.
What did you do when you left school?
I worked in a shop in Halesworth.
Is it a shop that's still there?
No, that's long gone.
What sort of
shop?
It
was a shoe shop.
And was your husband from the village as well?
No, he came from Pasenhall.
How did you meet?
Bromfield Dancers.
Was that a regular thing then?
Yeah, every Wednesday night.
They have a band? Or?
Yes, Mrs. Punchards.
What sort of instruments did they have?
Piano, saxophone and drums.
So when did you get married? Just
45. Because I lived down there in the cottages when I first got married.
These bungalows wouldn't have been here when you were married, were they?
Yes.
When were they built? And when did you move here?
We came up here when Roger was a year old, and he's now 59. So we've been up here 58 years.
So you moved into this house when it was brand new?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of alterations. No, that wasn't new when we bought it. No, and we had, different extensions put on over the years.
And so how did you manage for... did you have water or did you have a well at a house
we
when you were
a
little
girl? Yes, there was a well in the garden of the two cottages, and we also had a well down at the bottom of our land.
So wash day must have been a bit of hard work, wasn't
it?
Well,
it was, but we had to do it, didn't we? Didn't know anything different.
So did you have a boiler or what to do your washing?
We had a copper and a mangle in the shed.
And what, it must have taken you all day to do the washing for the family, did it?
It used to take me all the morning.
And did you do that on a particular day every week?
Monday.
Did you get married at the church or the chapel
no,
here?
No, Saint's Mandam.
Was that a big do?
No, registry office.
Was it?
Oh, Sheila was born in Ipswich. Alan was born in Patrickstead, and Roger was born in the cottage down there.
So you went to school in the village, and then you worked in the shop. So
yes.
And that was what you were doing when you met your husband. Then you got married.
That's right. Yes.
So after that, did you give up work to be at home with the children?
Yes.
Or did you? So you had
five. Yeah.
And are they all still around here?
My youngest one is at Southwold. They have the fish and chip shop. And I've got one at Brampton. Roger's at Hylesworth. And Sheila and Alan are here.
Mm-hmm. Got great grandchildren.
Edward and Emily. And then Sheila's got two. Are you talking about my grandchildren or my
great-grandchildren? Yeah, I was thinking about your great-grandchildren, because Addie's got two that we see often.
Yes, that's right. Sheila's got two. And then Sheila's son at Carlton Colville, he's got one.
And there were shops in Weniston too then, weren't there?
We had, we called it Pansies and Bob's along the road, and they sold everything. And then down, I still call it the Retreat, they had a warehouse down there, and they sold everything. And they used to come round every Friday with their pony and cart, and they sold everything from paraffin, crockery, groceries. And they used to have a halfpenny and penny sweet tin.
Oh.
And we had a halfpenny one.
Yeah.
And I used to see in the penny one, and I used to think, oh, I'd love something out of there.
But there
weren't the money about then, was there?
So what sort of sweets could you buy for a halfpenny then?
Can't really remember.
But you'd get, a single sweet or some sweets in a bag?
Yes, or a bar of something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for a halfpenny.
And we had, that was Mr. Sterry with a horse and cart and sold everything. We had Hillside Stores. We had a builder's, which... don't know who lived there, but they did have the poster there for a time when Mr. and Mrs. Skilt were there. That was a builder's. And then we had the forge, didn't we, where they shoed the horses.
Yeah, now which was that in the street there, or was that up on Heath Road? Because there are two places where
that was
a forge,
well, just past the hall.
Forge Cottage, it is now.
That's right, yeah. Yes. And then we had Mr. Hammond, the shoemaker. We had the post office, which was Brian Oller's. We had another one at the top of the hill, a Mr. Burton, who sold groceries, you know, and everything. And then we had one on, called at Saunders's Corner. Is it Crossways? On the back road?
Yeah.
And then, and now everything's gone, isn't it?
And what about things like, did you have many deliveries to the village, like fish and
everything,
meat, things like that? Yeah?
Yeah. Milk, meat, groceries.
Was there a shoe shop in the village? Or?
Well, he was a shoe repairer.
So to go to house if you wanted a pair of shoes or some clothes or
yes,
a dress?
Yes,
or
yes, we did, yes.
So did you have to make your bread? Or when children were small, did you make bread and things? Or did
Not
you,
very often, no.
You didn't do that?
No.
But you do?
We had a baker call, you see, Fortin's Halfpenny Loaf.
What's that?
Because we had a baker's in the village, didn't we?
Was that near Myrtle's? Where was the baker?
Where Brian Noller's shop, which is now
the computer place.
Well, there was a row of cottages, that's where Joyce lived, that new house has now been built, and then the bakery was the next one along.
But what was this end of the village like then? Because a lot of these bungalows are quite recent, aren't they? It must
have
been a lot wilder at this end of the village.
There was nothing up this road at all. That was the gardens for... Where Bridget lives?
Yes.
Well, they had half of this land up here for their garden. And then Mr. Hammond, who had the Wimbles, had the other half.
So the common land starts up there where they
That's right, is. Yes.
Oh, I see. So it's two great big gardens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It must have been much more open. Or were there more trees, or was it more sort of heathy, or was it all cultivated?
Well, they were hedges and... They had a ditch running right down the road.
Yeah.
Which went down onto the green.
Yeah.
And then that ran the lot past Bridget's cottage. And that's how this has been built up.
So
and there was nothing down this side of the road either apart from Roberts's cottage.
Oh, Hog Lane up the end, there's some older houses, aren't there, at the end of
There
Hog
was
Lane?
Nothing up there at all. They were all allotments for the three cottages. Or was there five down there? And they all had a piece each where they grew their vegetables and kept pigs, chickens. And,
Did you keep pigs and chickens yourself?
Yes.
And did you grow vegetables and stuff?
Yes.
And there were farms in the village then, weren't there? There was a dairy farm, wasn't there? Because the Musks had a dairy farm.
There was one up over there where Jack Ellis lived, wasn't there? And then Gray's, where Dr. Dixon used to live.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another one where Marjorie Onyet, and they all kept cows. Well, we had two milkmen with horse and carts, and that was Mr. Knollis and Mr. Gray.
And what did the store used to be like?
Well, I think that was mostly men, wasn't it? Yeah, that was men used to go up and have a cigarette and a pint, didn't they?
When you were a little girl, was the railway still going to Southwold then, or do you remember that?
No, the railway finished the year I was born.
So how did you get, if you had to go to Halesworth or what, did you go on a bus? Or
no, bicycle.
You had a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And when the children were small, did you have to ride a bike into town?
Yes.
Was there a lot of traffic on the roads?
Nothing. But there is today, no.
Did you go to the beach much? Get out and go?
Yes, we did, in the summer, when we had nice weather. We used to go, and when I was a child, my mother used to push us in the pram to Alberswick or Dunwich.
Goodness me, that must have taken there, 2 hours to get you there?
Well, that was the way life was, I'm afraid, wasn't it? Then we all had bicycles, and used to spend a lot of time on the beach in the summer if the weather was good. Well, I know we had some lovely days. But I suppose that was unsettled then, like it is now.
And did people swim in the river at all? Because these days, you know, the boys all go and jump in the river off the bridge, don't they? Did they used to do that?
Well, we used to call it the Wheel at the River Blythe.
No, I don't know that. No, tell me more.
And that's where the, you know, young fellas used to go swimming. Further on towards Southwold from the Humpback Bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was along the river towards Southwold from the Humpback Bridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a pool where a pool in the river, was it, where you could swim?
Well, to be quite honest, I never went there.
Oh, I see. Was it just boys who went?
Just boys.
Were there things that the girls did on their own that the boys didn't do?
I can remember.
What did you do when you were a little girl if you were bored? I mean, these days people put the television on or they've got lots of toys. What sort of things?
Well, there was all the different seasons, wasn't there? We played marbles, we played hopscotch, we played rounders, we played with the skipping ropes, we played with the conkers. And we never wanted anything else. And I mean, all my children used to play on the common. They used to go away with a pack that lunch and go in the morning, come home at tea time. And you never had to worry, did you? Used to make their dens.
And are you related to Morris Stammers? Or was your husband related to Morris Stammers?
Yes, they're brothers.
And are there other Stammerses?
Yeah, well...
Are they all related to those two brothers somewhere along the line?
Yes, they are.
And they all came from Peasenhall originally?
That's where Morris and Jack come from.
Yeah.
Well, because they had their families and they've all grown up in Wenniston, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's where all the Stammerses in Wenniston come from.
Yes.
From those two brothers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, because at one time, Sal and Roger was next door. There was us and Trevor down the road. So there was five of us on the heath, weren't there?
What do you think about life now?
Well, it's hectic.
Is it easier in some ways, or is it...
Well, I mean, we've got a lot more things in the house, haven't we? Carpets and hoovers and washing machines, whereby we never had anything then, did we? Used to have a kitchen range, used to blacklead that, wash the floor, polish the floor, lino, never heard of carpets.
Did you enjoy doing your house up with all the new things that became available, like carpets and stuff? Did you take a pleasure in that?
Well, I always enjoyed my housework. I'd rather be in the house cleaning than I would out in the garden.
The home was very much your place, your focus, with your children. Mm-hmm. And here you are in Wenniston, if you lived here all your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not many people these days can say they've lived in one place all their life.
No, that's true. And because Heather Phillips is another one, isn't she?
Yes,
she
has
lived here all her life.
Yeah.
And David Hammond, he's been here all his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were you all at school together?
David is a bit younger than me.
Mm.
Heather, I was at school with her.
Yeah.
And I was at school with Carol Wright.
Because it's a funny little village, isn't it, really? Because you've got little bits of common land and a few houses here, there and everywhere, haven't you? Dotted all around the different
It's very
heaths.
Spread out,
very
isn't
spread
it?
Very spread out. And it must have been more so when you were a girl. There must have been quite big gaps between the groups of houses.
Well, there was. I mean, all this building has been going on, well, I mean, for several years, but, I mean, there was three big houses down the road. I think that land all belonged to the Star.
When you were a young woman, were most of the people
everybody.
Here? Yeah, you knew everybody.
Yes, and where everybody lived. Now I don't know hardly anybody.
Yeah.
Because there's not many of the old ones left, is there?
When was that, the luncheon club?
I think it's been finished about 3 years, and I really can't remember how many years that went on, but quite a long time.
And was that for older people in the village?
Yes, yes. They used to come from Bramfield and Halesworth as well. At one time we had 28 members.
And did you used to help with that or attend?
Yeah,
did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
You like cooking?
Yes.
Do you still enjoy cooking?
Yes.
Well, these are your luncheon club pictures, yeah?
Oh,
I recognise Joyce Farrington, yeah. So this is, up at the village hall. Are these all the people that helped? Then?
Yes, they're all the helpers.
Yeah. Oh, I see you're the one in the blue jumper there.
That's right,
yeah. And then that's Mrs. Musk and Mrs. Farrington, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
And that's Mrs. Hammond.
Yeah, Daphne Jordan. And this is Colin.
That's Colin, yeah, I recognise.
And that's Maury's wife. And, she wasn't a helper, but she helped to... organise it.
How many people used to come to the luncheon club then?
Well, at one time we had 28. Well, then, of course, the numbers fell, and I think in the end we only had about 8 people, and that's when they decided to finish.
But you cooked for 28 up at the village hall then?
No, we had it from the school. The only time we cooked at the village hall was when the school was on holiday. And then we used to cook the lunch. And did he have this one of the football club, Wenniston Football Club?
Yeah.
That was the presentation at the Norwood Rooms at Norwich. And that was the year my son won the cup.
So which son is that?
That's Roger, that.
So what did they get the cup for?
I think it was the best player.
So these are all people from the Wenniston Football Club, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are.
It would have been, about 1965 or something?
Because that's Leela Canham, and that's Marlene Spence, and that's Benny. Did you know Benny, that Mountain Smith side. That's Carol.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Carol? Yeah.
And this is Molly. I don't expect you remember Molly. And that's Stella, that's Roger's wife.
Right.
And that's my sister Jane.
Ah.
And that's Colin Spence.
Are you in this photograph?
Yeah, there.
Ah, there's Proud Mum. Yeah.
So you were telling me about the bombs that were dropped in Wellington. Tell me more.
There was one Sunday morning, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there was one dropped behind the campuses.
Yeah.
There was one dropped behind the council houses.
Yeah.
There was another one dropped outside Mrs Ellis's, top of the heath. And the last one was dropped on the field that used to be where Mrs Wilson lived.
Goodness me, what, all in one day?
Yeah. That morning at 7 o'clock, daylight.
Did they think you were halting airfield or something?
Well, people said at the time they wondered if the plane was going back and that just got rid of the bombs, you know. So
was anybody
we were
hurt?
Very, very lucky there wasn't somebody killed.
They all blew up, presumably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You must have been terrified.
Well, didn't know what was going on, did we?
And all these bangs in the space of a few minutes, presumably.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just one after the other. Well, we were in the bedroom, I suppose. We were in bed and I suppose the explosions, woke us up. Well, that was 7 o'clock.
So when did you find out that it had been bombs? Or did you guessed it was bombs anyway, did
you? Can't remember now.
You must have been all going to see the neighbours and trying to find out what was happening and whether everybody was all right, I expect.
Well, yes, of course. One night, there was a haystack in the field opposite the Star.
Yeah.
And the planes come over. And dropped out incendiary bombs. Haystack went up in flames. Nobody was hurt. So why they dropped them there, I've no idea.
But it was quite busy here, wasn't it, in the war? Because you had Halton Airfield. They were flying missions from Halton, weren't they?
Yeah, well, we had the American fighters up there, didn't we? Because we used to go up on a Sunday night on our bicycles and watch the Thunderbolts come back.
Yeah.
And then the bombers were at Metfield, weren't they? And I can remember Hylesa Station being bombed. That was in January, and I was cycling to Hylesa to a music lesson, and I got as far as where Daisy Hammond lived, and somebody stopped me and asked me where I was going, and I said, well, I'm now going to my music lesson at Station Road Hard, and they said, well, you must go home because the station had just been bombed.
Someone was killed there. Yeah, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, but I can remember that as plain as if that was yesterday. And the snow was on the ground, so that's got to be January time, hadn't it? Yeah. Nobody know. The children don't know nothing today, do they? Good job.